One of the many bands that Jerry Fitzpatrick has driven in his illustrious career, the Grateful Dead, which had to be an unbelievable treat for you.
Summer of 88, man, it was a good year for me. I had a good time with those guys. Learned a lot about the business.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, the book is Tales from the Trails of a Rock and Roll Bus Driver. Jerry Fitzpatrick is the driver and the author. And I do want to give a shout out to our friends at Denton's and Benton Roberts specifically, who introduced us to Jerry. And it's been good to get to know over the last couple of years. And you've been on the go so much since we met you initially, but good to get you in studio. And want to talk about the book a little bit more. And hopefully folks will go out and pick up a copy. There's a lot of good stories. Just hearing, you know, again, a local guy doing well like yourself, and how you got into the business is kind of interesting. But Pat and I were sort of talking around the issue earlier, but there are basically two main rules for the bus driver on the road, and those two rules are what?
No pooping.
What? No!
And?
No pooping on the bus, and sleep with your feet forward.
So one's for courtesy, one's for safety. And so you tell everybody you got to get your schedule down, so you got to get it right.
You know, many times, folks, in the beginning of a tour, you come up and folks are, you know, and you're like, okay. You know what's going on. So,
do you stop the bus now, or do you just say you better get your schedule right so we don't have to stop?
Well, you know, I do. If you're paying the bills, I do what you tell me, what you need. Mm-hmm. I'll try to do my best to give you what you need, you know. But I also try to remind you, hey, we're on a schedule here. You know, get your schedule together.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, I like it.
But you know, yes, and sleeping with your feet forward. If like I describe in the book, if a cat falls, it lands on its feet. Mm-hmm. If the inevitable were to happen in a bus, you're going to be moving forward. I'm never going to be going backwards fast enough to hurt you. forward, we're going to be going, you know, we could be going at highway speeds. And if something, unforeseen were to happen, you'd want to land on your feet.
We've only got a few minutes left, and again, Pat just tweeted it out. If you follow Pat, it's at PatBradley22.
You got it, big guy.
It's Jerry's, he calls it his resume. It's basically a collection of lanyards from over the years, and there are way too many to mention, way too many shows to mention, but Don Henley's the one that's on top. So
That was a crew job there. Drove the crew on that.
Okay.
And a lot of them back in the beginning, as they're not really in order, but kind of. And a lot of in the 80s, the up into the middle 90s, I did lots and lots of crews. That's where you learn your driving skills, get your name out there, so on and so forth. A brand new driver, if you started driving tomorrow, you're not going to go jump in there and go drive Engelbert Humperdinck. He's not going to trust you. So
maybe I could drive like Yakov Smirnoff or something.
Can you imagine that?
Exactly.
So you were going to you got a DMV tour coming up soon?
We're on a break right now. We've hit the Northeast and the East Coast and had a little break. I dropped in Florida the other day and on my way to Seattle, Washington area for the big Labor Day weekend shows at the Gorge coming up.
Wow, so, beautiful.
So
well, that'll be cool. Well, listen, we'll have to get you on again. I mean, we could go on hours and hours. We could do probably four or five shows straight talking about all this. But how do we go about getting the book?
Well, we've got it for please ask any bookstore for it. They can order it for you if they don't have it on the shelf. They're starting to get them in. We just released this recently, and or you can go to my website, Cowboy Buddha Publishing, cowbud.com, and we'll send it to you right away as soon as you place the order.
Jerry, thanks for making time, my man. It's good seeing you, and have a great, safe trip on your next
tour.
Appreciate
you, man.
We'll get you in again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
Have a good time.
You ever do any recordings? You got great pipes.
Thanks.
See? He drives around the bands, but he's got the best voice of anybody. If I had a voice like Jerry's, I'd be in a top 10 market by now. It's 11:58 in the zone. Hour 3 coming up next. Some entertainment talk, and we'll talk a little more Razorbacks if you want. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037.
Attention. If you're a woman with noticeable